In the lunchtime edition, residents of a Black Rock district recount their terror as a gunman opened fire during a robbery at a neighborhood shop. West Terrace Primary School temporarily evacuated over a fire scare. Barbadian performing artists hail as a success, and NCF led tour to the New York and Miami carnivals to promote Bajan soca music and the 2024 Cropover Festival. Meantime, hoteliers see a positive outlook for the upcoming winter season, and the IMF issues its global economic outlook. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A Black Rock family and neighbors still shaken by a robbery last Friday night at the neighborhood shop they operate. Starcom Network News understands that two masked men approached Osita's Variety and Bar and Barbecue at Yearwood Road and stripped a man working behind the bar of his belongings. The robbers took the man's pants and its contents. The incident reportedly occurred just before 9 p.m. last Friday. Surveillance video footage of the incident shows that at least one of the men was armed and that he fired off a number of shots. The victim of the robbery was unharmed, and the perpetrators fled on foot in the direction of Clevedale, Black Rock. A resident of the area recalled what she heard and saw on the night of the incident.
Me and my husband was in the patio, sitting down, watching the moon actually, and then we hear packs. Six bullets. I tell my husband, oh, there was bullets in the gap. It sounded like up the gap. So we hustle and come inside the house, you know, and then soon after that, we hear the sirens coming and police, and we know that was actually a shooting in the gap.
She says the incident left her feeling scared.
It left me kind of shaky because I know there have been shootings in the area before, but not in this gap. And then to hear that my shopkeeper at the top of the gap, that he was robbed of his pants and $17. You imagine that they come to kill a man for $17 and his pants, tell him to take off his pants. It got me scared now to come to my patio and sit down at night. You know, one time I could have come to my patio and sit down and go on my phone, but I can't do that there now. Can't do that. I'm scared.
A resident of Yearwood Road, Black Rock, St. Michael. West Terrace Primary School at West Terrace St. James was temporarily evacuated this morning after a burnt-out light fixture filled a classroom with the scent of smoke and triggered a fire alarm. Fire trucks responded to the scene as classrooms were emptied. The Deputy Chief Fire Officer Henderson Patrick briefed Starcom Network News on the incident.
Well, this morning we had a call to West Terrace Primary, and on arrival, the fire service did the normal investigation after evacuating the children from the affected area. Given in mind that you would have a smell, you would have an odor, you would have a small amount of smoke, so people would not exactly know what's going on. But the determination by the fire department is that a ballast for one of the light bulbs was burnt out, and that's what triggered the action this morning. That matter has been addressed, and everything has turned to normal.
The Deputy Chief Fire Officer Henderson Patrick. Barbadian performing artists are hailed as a success. A National Cultural Foundation-led tour to Miami Carnival to promote Bajan soca music and to promote the 2024 Cropover Festival. The team on tour included the reigning tune of the crop monarch, Kwan, the third-place lead pipe, and his performing partner, Sadis, along with other Bajan soca stars such as Lil Rick, Peter Ram, Edwin, and Allison Hines. The Miami trip follows a similar promotion at last month's West Indian Day Parade and Carnival in Brooklyn, New York. Artist manager Ingrid Holder tells Starcom Network News the Barbadian performers were well-received at both events.
It's a early out Cropover 2024 initiative to get people to come to Barbados for Cropover. So seeing how everything went in New York and Miami this weekend, it went well to me. Persons are aware of Cropover 2024 and the music coming out of Barbados. So the initiative was well-received, and we had teamed up with Bajan Forever Truck in Miami for both the Juve and for Carnival on Sunday. And then we did a presentation both on the welcome stage and the main stage later the afternoons. Various persons would have seen both activations. The evening activation would have been bigger because more people would have come by that time.
Artist manager Ingrid Holder Artists Peter Ram and Edwin Yearwood also spoke to Starcom Network News from Miami as they prepared to return home. They described the promotion as, quote, fantastic.
You know, it was a beautiful experience to come down, the whole team coming down, you know, with Edwin, the Rick, me, Allison Hines, Rupi. You know, they got the young artists too, like Kwan, and all them hyper songs, and the Mole, and everybody. The experience was good.
It was fantastic, and it was a proud moment for me to be a part of the contingent that came down to represent Barbados. And I thought that this particular time, this particular period, witnessing many of them, this particular period was very, very impactful. It wasn't just about the fact that we went out there and showcased what Barbados had to offer, but the people took it in, and it wasn't just Bajans, it was a large, large cross-section of people.
Soca artists Peter Ram and Edwin Yearwood in the Lunchtime Edition. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, BHTA, is reporting a positive outlook for the upcoming winter season. Chief Executive Officer of the BHTA, Ryan Ford.
We would have seen some of the reports in terms of the cruise industry. And then also, internally, we would see how bookings are picking up when it comes to hotels. And obviously, that trickles on to the attractions and transportation and restaurants and whatnot. So things are going well for the winter. It's also a little bit of an extended winter when you count in the English tour of the West Indies happening here, some of the games happening here early December. So that is great work.
CEO of the BHTA, Ryan Ford. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, sees global growth limping, not sprinting ahead this year. Pierre-Olivier Gorincha, head of the fund's research department, made the prediction at today's launch of the World Economic Outlook that took place in Morocco.
Under our baseline forecast, growth will slow from 3.5% last year to 3% this year and 2.9% next year, a 0.1 percentage point downgrade for 2024. This remains well below historical averages. The news on inflation is encouraging, but we're not quite there yet. Headline inflation continues to decelerate. Core inflation, excluding food and energy prices, is also projected to decline, but more gradually.
But news over the weekend of the Hamas attack on Israeli civilians has sparked fears of a wider instability in the Middle East. The IMF chief economist's immediate worry for global growth is the potential spike in energy costs. Mr. Grinshaw said IMF research suggests that if there is something like a 10% increase in oil prices, this would weigh down on global output by about 0.15% in the following year and would increase global inflation by about 0.4 percentage point. More than 100,000 people, meantime, displaced in Gaza, sending waves of injured Palestinians to overwhelmed hospitals as the Israeli military threatens a complete siege of the densely populated territory. Israel's UN ambassador told CNN the country's priority is to obliterate Hamas terrorist capabilities. Our top stories. Residents of Yearwood Road, Black Rock, recounted their terror as a gunman opened fire during a robbery at a neighborhood shop around 9 p.m. last Friday night. West Harris Primary School was temporarily evacuated today over a fire scare to do with a burnt out lighting fixture in one of the classrooms. Barbadian performing artists have hailed as a success an NCF-led tour to the New York and Miami carnivals to promote Bajan soca music. And hoteliers see a positive outlook for the upcoming winter season. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
A reminder to listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp @me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.